Welcome to the Pure Heart Podcast. We are a mother and daughters, Moira, Laura, and Jess from the Pure Heart Center, the home of healing and heart leadership.
Hello. So do you have amazing ideas and divine guidance when it comes to creating a business or moving forward with a passion of yours, but then self-doubt or feelings of overwhelm stop you in your tracks from actually moving forward? Well, you're definitely not alone in it. If you feel you have a heart-centered purpose that is bigger than staying stuck, then this episode is for you. It's time to actually move the needle forward and start taking those steps towards living a life that feels purposeful and in alignment with your highest calling. So we hope you enjoy this episode. A little love note, we did have a less than great connection for this call. So there are two spots where I have re-recorded the words for you so that you could hear clearly what we were saying. And it does sound a little bit different as I recorded them separately. So please just ignore that and we can't wait to hear what you take away from it.
Hello and welcome to episode 7 of the Pure Heart Podcast. It's Jess here and we have Moira here as well. Hi, Mum.
Hi, sweetheart. Hi, everyone.
Today we are talking about how to step out of overwhelm and into action when it comes to your passions and your heart's desires. We get a lot of women that we work with come to us with this question because they might have a feeling inside of them that they're here to do something, or they've had this spark of passion or desire that there's something they want to create or they want to help people, but they don't know how to bring that into, okay, what steps do I take to get there? And so we wanted to really make it really simple for you guys and share with you what we have noticed has helped these women over and over again.
And ourselves,
100%. So step one is pause and bring it back
to the here and now.
Why is this so important? What state are people in generally when they're feeling overwhelmed?
Well, if you have an idea, it's coming through your mind, isn't it? And we'll catch on to that idea. And if you imagine your mind is made up of many experiences, many beliefs, many emotions, many judgments, and catch that idea, it's like you've pulled 100 people together and they've grabbed on it and then they're all running out to make it happen. And you're standing here going, well, who do I follow? What do I do? Where do I go? Wait. And so your nervous system is starting to rise. It's starting to come up and all sorts of beliefs are coming up. And as you know, every belief is fueled by emotions. So this causes that feeling of anxiety and out of control. And it can also bring up a fear of survival. You know, if this doesn't happen for me, I'm not going to survive.
Yeah, there can be a lot of pressure we put on ourselves, isn't there? And comparison. You might get an idea and then all of a sudden you're seeing ads for it everywhere, or you start doing some research and then Google and Facebook is showing you every single business ever that's done that before. And then you just feel like a small fish in a very big pond. And I feel like that can put you in a place of self-doubt and shutting yourself down and going, well, I could never be like that, or I can't do that. I can't do anything. And also when we are, you know, creative people, or we have a vision or an intuition as to what might be coming, you know, we might have these big ideas and we might see down the track what it might become, or we might have a desire to create something in particular. And we can tend to put ourselves 2 or 3 years into the future. And that can feel very overwhelming as well, because it's like, I need to go from zero to hero. I need to go from step zero to step 40. Mm-hmm. And I need to know how to do that now. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's just too much, isn't it?
It is too much. And as you are pointing out, how powerful the mind is. Because if you have an idea, the reticular activator becomes aware of it in your brain, and suddenly you are seeing it everywhere. It's like buying a blue car and you'll see blue cars everywhere. Or if you decide to get engaged or have a baby, then all of a sudden you're seeing people getting engaged everywhere and falling pregnant. So there is a part of our brain that, as always, wants to support us, but can be scary because you're starting the judgment. You're back in the head again. You're back thinking, I'm not good enough, or they do it better, or for me to get that outcome is just too big a jump for me. How would I do that? So you can hear there's a lot of internal dialogue. Mm-hmm. And so whenever we're and think of ideas, we then set off that adrenaline.
Yes. And so that's why it's important to pause, isn't it? And that nervous system is probably going crazy, trying to get you to feel like I have to create everything right now and I need to have all the answers.
Mm-hmm.
And so by pausing and literally coming back to the here and now, I like to do that by even putting my hand on my heart and breathing and telling myself I'm safe and just being with that moment until I notice it start to slow down again and reminding myself I don't have to have all the answers and it's okay for me to be here right now. And you can do some grounding processes and really feeling deep on the ground or do something that helps you get back in your body, like go for a walk and leave your phone behind.
Yes.
Something that's going to get you out of your head. Hey?
You mentioned earlier about freezing. You know, you get to that point with the adrenaline that you freeze. And this has been proven in self-defense classes that when we get so worked up, we can't even move. How do we get out of that? You know, have you ever been in that situation if you felt nervous and you can't even get the key in the door? Everything's just go, 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 go. And they've proven by exhaling fully, right, letting go of that breath will bring the adrenaline down to a state where you start to get more clarity, right? So in anything we're doing, just take a moment to take a breath but breathe out fully and maybe practice that 3 or 4 times. You're going to bring yourself back to the here and now, into reality, not off onto that fight or flight from fear. And you can realize that right here, right now is enough.
Mm-hmm. We come to step two now. It's identifying whether we're a push or a pull.
Mm-hmm.
And what do we mean by that? Well, a push, it's something that's very pushy, isn't it? It's pushing us to move forward. It's feeling like I have to have all the answers and I need to make it all happen right now. It's like someone's behind you and it doesn't feel comfortable. It's a...
Well, again, you can hear it's in your head, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a belief. And you may have learned that growing up, you know, you have to get up and go to school. You have to pass this test. You should be out practicing. You know, what are you doing sitting down doing nothing? That's not going to get you where you need to go. So all these conflicting thoughts that you have going on in your head are totally opposed to saying just sit and breathe and be quiet in my heart for a while.
Yeah.
And so that push, 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 it's like a little whip on your back, isn't it? Saying, come on, get up, make tea, get up, clean up, get up, keep going.
And that can be because we're trying to prove ourselves as well, can't it? And we're trying, for example, it could be that you have a job and you're wanting to create something that would help you to move away from that job, or you might be a stay-at-home mum and you're wanting to make money. And I feel like I hear from a lot of women that then they feel like they need to prove themselves in it and justify that it's going to be okay and that this can be a viable source of income for them. And coming from that place of defending, proving and justifying, it's a contractive state, isn't it? It's making us feel like we're not enough already. We're trying to prove that we are capable.
Yeah.
And when we're in that place, it's not expansive.
Well, it keeps us small.
Yeah.
If we're thinking I have to fit in, if our survival mode is based on I have to fit in with society or I have to fit in with the family or I have to fit in with these people, I have to keep myself small.
Mm.
If I let myself expand, then they're going to judge me. They're going to call me names or tell me I've got a big head or, you know, oh, gosh, you know, you can't do that. And so I'm putting myself out there that I could be humiliated or shamed. And if I feel that way, I have to keep myself small again because I don't want to feel that way, right?
Yeah.
So as you said, if we're feeling the need to prove or defend or justify, we're waiting for someone to judge us and bring us, so I'll just keep myself restricted as safe here.
So true. Yeah. I've definitely felt that.
Yeah.
And so the opposite of that is pull. And what I notice when I feel like something is, the difference between push and pull is instead of feeling like you're being pushed towards it, it's like, oh, I'm being pulled towards it. It's like it's coming from inside of you and you're being guided forward. It feels like your chest is opening. It's like this big light that's coming from inside you and you're being guided forward and it excites you and it feels like inspiration.
Yeah.
Spirit, you're in spirit.
Yeah.
And when we come from that place, it feels so expansive. And it's like, oh, the world is opening up for us.
Yeah.
We're not in that place of needing to prove anymore. We're simply coming from a place of serving. of service.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like you're being drawn into something, isn't it?
Mm, yeah, that's a great way to
describe it. Yeah. Your head might not be able to understand it, but inside of you feels right and you know it's right. And so, again, you're trusting that and allowing it to happen. So the energy of drawing you along is that expansion, right? Because it's creative energy. It's very powerful. And sometimes when we are in a creative mode, we don't know the outcome of that, do we? If you sit down to draw a picture, you might have an idea how it might be, but when you finished it, you go, wow, you know, how did I do that? How did that come out of me? So the whole journey becomes a learning and growth.
Yes.
But if we're stuck on the outcome with expectation and judging how it should be and perfectionism, yeah, absolutely, we're in our mind and we've already put it in a box.
Yes.
There's no expansiveness in that, is there? Whereas if we come into our heart and we're guided by that feeling, we allow it to draw it where we need to go, we're going to meet the right people.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to learn about things we didn't know, and we're going to grow as a person, because sometimes that means stepping in and doing something that you would never dreamt of doing in the first place.
Well, it becomes the journey, doesn't it? Other than it needing to be about the outcome.
Yeah.
And so if we come to step three, which is what is one step you can take today? And this is important, because instead of focusing on the big outcome, the big destination, we're coming back into the here and now, we're coming back into that heart space from that inspiration and expansion coming from within. And we're listening to that guidance,
mm-hmm,
and we're coming back into service of how I can serve others rather than making it about ourselves,
yeah,
which is where we suffer, isn't it? When we just focus on how could this affect me?
Mm-hmm.
We're coming back into our heart of service, so it's about others. And in that place, it's, oh, okay, what is one thing that I can move forward with in that today? There's a great quote that I came across recently, and it's by an anonymous source, but success is not a big step in the future. Success is a small step taken right now. I love that so much, because we can put that pressure on ourselves that we need to take one giant step into the future. Anybody you ever spoke to who you saw as successful would say the same thing. It was not one big step in the future. It was many, many steps along the way. And it might have rerouted them in ways that they never expected. But as an example, if you wanted to run
women's circles,
we can have this vision in our head of what that needs to look like. It needs to be the perfect space. It needs to be in this amazing venue. There needs to be 20 women, and they all need to be paying a certain amount. It needs to be so transformative for them, and I need to know exactly what to say, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I need to have a perfect website for them to sign up. Already it's like stop you in your tracks, isn't it?
Yeah.
But if we come back into the heart of the moment where you first had that impulse of, I want to help people.
How can I help them?
How can I do that right now, today? Right. And it might be that you have two people in your lounge room.
That's right.
At home, creating a safe space for them to open up and share and be vulnerable. Mm-hmm. And you're also vulnerable. You can share with them that this is also being scary for you. And so you're not putting yourself up on a pedestal at all.
Yeah.
And that gets to be very activating for them, seeing you be vulnerable. All of a sudden, it's like, oh, I don't have to have all that pressure on myself. I can actually do something right now. And that can be even more fulfilling than having this expectation on what it needs to be.
Absolutely. And then that slowing down and becoming present, you may realize you've just been through something that you thought was insignificant, but actually could have an impact for another person by taking a moment just to connect with them.
Mm.
And then you ask yourself, well, how could I connect with them? Well, we have so much social media. It might be I just could ask that question on a story. Would someone like to know about that? And you're starting to reach people, and then you not having to have all the answers, but them having an outlet to ask a question creates more wisdom and more knowledge.
Action is incredibly important.
Absolutely.
I feel like that's one of my gifts in life, is taking action. I will take action straight away and do the thing. Some people do struggle with that, with taking action and taking that one step in front of the other and continuing to take action even when it feels scary. So we might get this guidance to do something, for example, share on stories a question. And then we can get in our mind of thinking, oh, but what if I say the wrong thing? Or I don't know if I'm comfortable on camera, or, you know, our mind can step back in again, before we take the action. Yeah. And our invitation to you is to take the action when you're in art space, because it feels so much easier then. Try not to have the insight, then get in your head and then stop yourself from doing the step that you felt was right. If that happens, take a moment to come back into your heart again, because then it's going to feel so much easier to keep realigning, keep choosing to come back. Yeah. We have to do that over and over again, don't we?
The action is motivating, isn't it? When you take one step, you get motivated to take the next. In anything you do, whether it's changing diet, doing exercise, just one baby step.
Motivation follows action. Yeah. It's not the other way around.
That's right.
If we sit around waiting to get motivation, it will never come.
It won't come.
You have to take the action first, and then the energy moves. Where focus flows, when focus goes, energy flows. Yeah. So if we take the action and put focus into it, energy will start moving there, and we'll start to get that feedback from people too, which will then keep us moving and keep that momentum.
Yeah.
But we've got to get the momentum happening.
Yeah. And it's getting the head out of the outcome. Yeah. And as you said, coming back to what, how do I want these people to feel? How can I serve another person in this way? And I've run classes to help people get up and speak in front of others. And I've often used that same analogy for that, to say, you can get up there if you like and think about all the people looking at you and that you have to deliver something really important to them. Or you can get up there and think, I'm looking around the room for the person that needs the message that I have, and I really want them to receive this message.
It's funny you say that, sharing as a personal story. Recently, I started at Toastmasters, which is a community that supports with public speaking to get practice and to learn the skills, because it is a learned skill.
It
is. We put this pressure on ourselves that we should be able to do it, but it's a skill like anything else. You need practice and you need to learn how to do it. Yeah. But when I had my first one the other night, my first talk, which was an icebreaker talk for 4 to 6 minutes about myself, I decided that I could either go into it in my mind, thinking about what are they thinking of me, or think about times in the past where I found it difficult, or I could come into it from a place of, we're going to connect at heart level. I'm going to get up and share from my heart, and they're going to receive something from that.
Yes.
And it's going to be beautiful. And so that was the energy I decided to go into it with.
Yeah.
And it flowed. I didn't do my full 4 minutes. I think I did 3.5 because I lost track a little bit. But at the end, they stood up and they actually gave me a standing ovation, which made me cry, because it just came from the heart. That's and it right. came from a place of, I already decided this is going to be magic. Yeah.
To see the difference between your head and your heart. You could have listened to the judgment, followed it and believed it. And when you said, no, I'm going to go in there and feel good about myself, I'm going to love myself in this conditionally, whatever plays out, but I'm going in there with the attitude that what I'm about to share is important to them. So you went in shining, which then gives other people permission to shine. If you go in limiting yourself, they think they have to limit themselves.
Mm.
And that's being a leader again. By you allowing yourself to shine was actually respecting them and their time. You were valuing them, that they'd come to this meeting to create a space for you to shine. So if you'd gone in there with a belief in your head to limit yourself, actually disrespecting these beautiful people.
And that's one of the things that they actually teach, is to not self-deprecate. Don't get and go, oh, I didn't get time to prepare, and I don't know how well I'm going to go with this because I'm not sure, or I might not do very well, or talk yourself down. It's like, no, you get up, you own it, and you're proud of yourself, and you are, you are positive about yourself as well through the words that you use.
And that's self-confidence and shining.
Yeah.
And if everyone allowed themselves to shine, can you imagine what sort of world we would have? It's when we believe we have to stay small and contracted that causes the problems, because it creates so much emotion and conflict and confrontation to try to keep proving, defending, justifying. Whereas if we connect with ourselves and, as we keep saying, slow down and pause and stay real, even in what we're talking about, if you have a project, by coming back and dealing with what's real, quite often what you're looking for out there is right in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
but you have kept yourself small in it and said it wasn't enough in some way. But when you go back and look at it with a heartfelt view and the view to want to serve and help another, you go, oh my gosh, I can even expand on this. This was just the start of it.
Yeah.
Right? But this is how things grow.
So just to recap, the three steps for stepping out of overwhelm and into action for your heart's desires or passion is step one, pause and bring it back to the here and now. Step two, recognize whether it's a push or a pull that you're feeling. As you come into your heart space, you'll experience more of that pull and expansion. And step three is, what is the one step I can take today to be of service? We're talking a lot about coming back into the heart and how important that is. You know, we're called Pure Heart Center. Huge impact that has when we continue to come back and choose to come back into that heart space and then use the head to take action from the heart instead of using the head to rule it all. So that's why we're so passionate about the Pure Heart community and what we're creating here. We come together every fortnight at a minimum to choose to reconnect to that heart space, don't we? And you can see the impact that that's going to have on all of these ladies' individuals' lives because they're choosing that for themselves.
Yeah. I like to feel it like we're all vibrating together as one heart. And there's times when, because we're all on our own journey and different journeys and different timings, sometimes people do slip down into the back into their head. But we're holding a space to bring them up out of that, right? So they don't have to stay there and wonder, how do I get out of this? If I'm overwhelmed, I'm anxious, I'm confused.
It can be difficult when you're surrounded by other people in their head as well, can't it?
Because
how do you get out of that
if
that's all that's surrounding you?
That's right.
And you're not creating that space.
So by coming together, we're vibrating to bring everyone get it at heart level again. And then we go out in the world again, come back. Anyone's feeling they're slipping, we all come back again, go out in the world again.
And yes.
That continually ripples out and people witness that and they want to know how to do it. And then from you living your values and being your own heartfelt leader, you're able to share that wisdom. See, it's the truth. They see you living it.
So if you would love to join us in the Pure Heart community, we have our very first call coming up actually 29th of September, I think is the right date. If you're listening to this in real time, and we've got so many beautiful ladies in there excited to get started with us. It's not a course or a program. It's a devotion, isn't it? It's just a commitment to yourself that you're going to keep coming back into your heart space because you recognize how much of an impact that has on your life and those around you.
And it's a willingness to receive.
Yeah. Yeah. You get to receive and get topped back up energetically. So we have an intake open at the moment, which is only open until Wednesday night, partway through this week, if you're listening in real time. The link is in the information for this podcast. And, we would love to hear the takeaways you have taken from this episode as well over on social media at Pure Heart Center.
Sounds wonderful.
Thank you, Mum.
Thank you, sweetheart.
And we'll see you next week when we launch a new episode on Monday. Have a beautiful day.
Thank you for listening. We hope that you are feeling connected to your heart and that you have taken value away from today's episode. We would absolutely love to invite you into our Pure Heart community, a home base for the woman choosing a heart-centered life. You can read more about it and sign up at online.pureheartcenter.com/community. And if you're not over there with us already, on Instagram at Pure Heart Center, we share every day and we would just love to get to know you better.
Until next time, have a beautiful day.